lurking. He's watching. He's waiting. Welcome to Fatal Flower Presents.
Hello, all of you fiendish ghouls out in the nether regions. It is your boy, Fatal Follower, back with a new book reviews from beyond. Things are getting slashy. Actually, things always get slashy when I'm around. I am always following something new in the slashery arena, whether it be a new indie slasher movie, mainstream slasher movie, comic book slashers, magazine slasher spotlights, and of course, my favorite, slasher novels. I have a fun little pick here today. It is from Hunter Shay, simply titled Slash. Tagline, "The Wrath is Back." A little bit about Hunter Shay. Publishers Weekly named Hunter Shay's lauded 2014 novel, The Montauk Monster, as one of their best reads of the summer. He is the author of over 17 books, including We Are Always Watching, Ghost Mine, which I picked up, and Creature. Shay is the product of a misspent childhood, watching scary movies, reading, and wishing Bigfoot would walk past his house. When he's not writing thrillers and horror, he also spins tall tales for middle grade readers online. Living with his supportive family and two cats, he's happy to be close enough to New York City to see the skyline without having to pay New York rent. I feel you there, Hunter Shay. I am in New York and not having to pay those rates in New York City, but they are a killer wherever you're at. I also want to give a quick shout out to all of the new listeners I've picked up outside of the U.S. Of course, I love my U.S. supporters. I always have black heart love for you, but I've been picking up a lot of out of the country, out of the world listeners, and thanks for sticking around and for joining me on my crazy journey of podcasting as I learn how to navigate sound and all the things that go along with creating a podcast. I try to mix it up a little, give you movie reviews, book reviews, campfire tales, what have you. So all of your feedback that I receive in the DMs, not including those naughty naughties, I appreciate. So, back to Hunter Shay and Slash. What the frick is this book about? 5 years after final girl Ashley King survived the infamous resort massacre, she's found hanging in her basement by her fiancé Todd. She left behind clues as to what really happened that horrible night. Clues that may reveal the identity of the killer the press has called the Wrath. With the help of his friends, Todd goes back to the crumbling Hayden Resort, now a ruin in the Catskill Mountains. The Hayden may have been deserted, but it was never empty of new corpses. Someone, or something, has been murdering anyone who dares to wander amidst its decayed buildings. What Todd and his friends will find out is a killer lying in wait for a fresh set of victims. The Wrath is back. And he's not at all what they expected. I ordered this through the FlameTreePress.com website. Occasionally, FlameTree Press will have awesome deals. I actually got this book half off through one of their deals. Buy one, I think, at half off, or I think it was like half off all these titles at a certain point. But you should subscribe to them, you should follow them, you should check out what they have online. So big shout out to FlameTreePress.com. This was originally $14.95, and I think I picked it up for like $8. So yeah, really cool book. The cover isn't really much to write home about. It looks like your traditional newer horror cover. It's really just his name in big white and red kind of bloody letters slash underneath. There's not really like a escape in the background for you to see anything, which is okay because then you can make up your own kind of thing. But how I long for the days of the 80s and 90s horror book covers. However, this book was an interesting one, I will have to say. It's not very long. I would say it clocks in at about 277 pages. So not too bad. Quick read. This took me like a few days to read and kind of digest it. Excuse me. Not only is the wrath is back, but my cough is back. There is lots of things going around in New York right now. So what's interesting about this book, and I will give you sort of a non-spoiler review, and then for all of you horror fiends that want to stick around for a spoiler at the end, I will let you know, prompt you so that you know to hop off if you don't want to know. But I think it's a fun reveal. It doesn't really take away anything from knowing, but I'll save that for last. So this book does a really cool way of flipping the idea of a final girl with Ashley King, what you thought, well, if you read the synopsis, you would know that she's going to die, but having someone go through something so traumatizing and getting a small glimpse of that and what they experience day to day, it's kind of like picking up the events after Laurie Strode, survived the very first Halloween movie. If we had not gotten any of the sequels, what would she have been doing? What would have been happening in her life? And this is set in the current time era. So there's social media at play. There's lots of things that Ashley has to deal with. Not only has she survived the wrath, but she's now having to survive the day-to-day reminders of being a survivor and being labeled a final girl and having these followers online and in person kind of stalking her and like just constantly dredging up this traumatic event that she's had to, well, she thinks, get over. And it turns out she's just continued to live with it because of the nightmares and the reminders. And so she does take her life. And that is not a spoiler because that is in the description, because it happens fairly quick in the book. Very sad, of course. But what's interesting is this book is pretty much a straight up slasher book, but there are elements of it at the beginning, I would say, that really do kind of give you an idea of those deeper themes with trauma. And Hunter Shea, he tries to paint this picture of what it's like to not only live through this, but also live with somebody that's lived through something like that, to be that caregiver. So I thought that he did a really good job of weaving that into the story and offering a different sort of context to those around final girls and final victims or whatever, final survivors. So I thought that was cool. And then you get introduced to Todd's friends, and they're really not as memorable characters. They don't get fleshed out, which is fine because this is a slasher book. This would play really well as a slasher movie because there are some innovative set pieces where the slasher, the wrath, finds them and they have to survive. But ultimately, Todd goes back to the Hayden Resort where this took place because Ashley left something for him to find that is sort of an integral piece into the case with the wrath. And maybe she wasn't ready to go back and she wasn't ready to disclose this because she didn't want this to continue on in her life before she took her life. So it kind of does give Todd a purpose to go back, even though it's sort of like introducing like the potential or possibility that Todd could be in danger. So I found that a little odd that Ashley would do that, but at the same time, she was battling so much depression and so many things in her life that it kind of adds up that she would, you know, leave something for him. And ultimately Todd discovers this through like this mystery that Ashley set up, like sort of like a scavenger hunt, and it brings him back and his group of friends. And one of the victims from the first massacre, her sister, into the fold. And as they go back, they find this thing that does give them some clues about kind of the context of the time, and ultimately kind of sets up a little bit of the backstory of what could potentially be the slasher, this villain. So I found that cool. And then ultimately it's really them trying to survive the night with the Wrath making appearances. There's this questioning, is he a supernatural force? What is he? Why is he doing this? So there's some good mystery, and it could have been developed a little bit more. And I think that's really the downfall of the book, is it doesn't, while it does give you some insight as to the villain and what the backstory is, it really doesn't. I wish there had just been a little bit more of a flashback scene, or even a chapter with a flashback would have been great and needed. I think it would have added a little bit more depth to the story. But overall, I would say the story does wrap up kind of nicely. There's a lot of stalk and chase, lots high body count. Pretty good little slasher book, though, I would say. I dug it. It took me away from some of the other things that I'd been reading that were a little bit more philosophical and sort of open up for interpretation. This was pretty cut and dry. So I would recommend Hunter Shay's Slash if you want to pick it up. Out of 10, I would say, out of a book rating for 10 for horror, this probably sits at maybe like a 6 out of 10 for me. Enjoyable. It's not something that I need to be heavily invested in. Probably a good book that you can take to work with you and just casually read and pick up and not really miss a whole lot. So that would be my final take on that. I am going to reveal a spoiler to those of you that want to stick around, just in case you'd like to know what you're getting yourself into with the slasher. So goodbye to all of you non-spoiler listeners, and thank you all for staying for the spoiler section. So there is this element introduced into the story about a cook that worked at the resort back in the day that ultimately was a Nazi. And this cook was found out to be a Nazi by some of his coworkers and the staff. And so they ultimately kill him, bury him with these artifacts, these Nazi memorabilia items that he had kept. They bury him with it. So from that, you are trying to figure out, well, is this the killer? Did he somehow resurrect? Like, what happened there? Ultimately, what is revealed, and which I think was really cool, but like I mentioned earlier, it could have just been developed a little bit more. But if you know what a golem is a creature that's formed out of a lifeless substance, such as dust or earth, mud, that is brought to life by ritual incantations and sequences of Hebrew letters. The golem, brought into being by a human creator, becomes a helper, a companion, or a rescuer of an imperiled Jewish community. What this story does, and what the ultimate villain did, was it was a Nazi that basically forced this creation of a golem to kill others, kind of against the Jewish needs of a golem. So I thought that was a really interesting play on that golem being used for a different type of evil, because this Wrath was supernatural. It was a golem, and it is brutally killing these people in Jason Voorhees style ways. He appears, he disappears. It's very, very, very bloody and gory. So for those of you that like that, I think you'll dig it. I dug it. I thought the kills were great. Some of them, I was a little sad that the characters bit the dust, but ultimately I signed up for a slasher book and that's what I got. Really cool characters that stood out, some sacrifices that some of the characters made that were meaningful. But yeah, I think it was cool that they kind of did it, that Hunter Shea did a twist on the traditional Gollum and made him more of a slasher here. And the way that, you know, a Gollum is basically brought to life is through this, of course, incantation. And so this group of people figure out what it is, and they have to figure out how to get that out of the Gollum, to remove that incantation, to remove that so that he'll stop killing. And that part was really cool. But overall, it ends in a really cool way. And I think that you'll dig it. There hasn't been a lot of Gollum movies. I know there was the old The Gollum, I believe it is, from the 30s, I believe. And then there was a recent movie that Dread Central put out there called The Gollum. That was okay. It wasn't bad. It was pretty good. But this was kind of cool to just kind of stumble across this slasher book and it be about a Gollum. I think they're an interesting concept and very cool. So, yeah, I would still check it out. It's worth picking up. But overall, I wanted to thank all of my listeners for your support. As I mentioned earlier, you can find me at Fatal Follower Presents, a podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Horror Amino. You can also reach out to me at Fatal Follower Presents at Gmail. And that's it for this bonus book review episode. Stay safe, stay spooky, and continue reading the horror. There is so much horror out there. I don't have enough hours in the day to fill it with movies, books, magazines, comics. There's just so much. But stay spooky. Bye-bye.